The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Welcome back to our show, and let's go to Pete next. Good afternoon, Pete. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Oh, I always said I'd never say this when I called you, but first-time caller, long-time listener.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Listen, I called the tail end of the woman a few minutes ago concerning the Brandon Miller situation.
Right.
I understand that he's catching flat, clearly, but it is something that should be maybe not talked about all the time when he's brought up. If he goes on to, which I'm sure he will, he's extremely talented, to have a great NBA career. His actions were a very small part of a very serious situation. There are consequences for people's actions. I did that, or if the everyday person walking down the street did that, it would follow us. It's just part of it. I don't understand why people are angry that some people are still talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think what concerns them is what could only be described as a perceived pile-on when CBS comes on today and goes on. But the difference is, and I guess maybe working at companies like this, when you go on a national stage, there's this feeling internally that we've got to tell a bunch of people who probably don't know the story what the story is, although I sincerely doubt there was one person watching the Alabama basketball game today that didn't know. This isn't the NCAA championship where you attract a massive audience from people that don't watch basketball. If you're a basketball fan, you knew the story.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Barry is up next in Birmingham. Barry?
Yes, Mr. Feinbaum, I always appreciate your insight, but not your legal advice. I'm an attorney.
Okay, well, yeah, well, you're the guy I need to hear from then. Help us out here.
Excuse me?
I said help us out. We need some legal help.
Well, you said it. Brandon Miller would have to prove damages for defamation. Some defamation claims the law presume your damages.
Well, no, Barry, let me make it clear. We weren't talking about Brandon Miller. We were talking about a caller threatening to sue me.
Yeah, that guy was.
You're right about Brandon Miller. I mean, this was Jim from Tuscaloosa who threatened to sue me today. Much more serious situation, obviously.
Well, the imp can rattle as loud as that's him.
What was that?
The empty can rattles the loudest. That was Jim.
Okay. So, Barry, do you think he claimed I've hurt his reputation in town, even though he doesn't use his real name. Do you think I'm in trouble?
No.
Okay. I was hoping you'd say that. I violated that cardinal rule. You're never supposed to ask a question that you don't know the answer to.
That's free legal advice.
Okay. Well, Barry, listen, I'll be happy to pay for that as well. Yeah, these lawyers. You know what they get? I mean, this guy calls in our talk show. And what's the first thing he's thinking about? Not my well-being.
Making some money.
That he gave me free legal advice. He probably, you know how lawyers do this? They have a foot on this on a machine where they press that marks. Yeah, a quarter hour, half hour. It's always a shock when you get that first legal bill. My favorite legal trick, Randy, is you talk to like the big guy at the firm. He said, "You mind if I bring a few of the associates along so we can rack this bill up?" Augie is up next.
Paul, you know what they say about free legal advice, right?
Yeah.
It's worth what you pay for.
Exactly.
And that guy Barry must not have a big bank account. He gave you a one-word, end-of-story legal advice. Boom, you're out the door.
Yeah, I mean, Barry, I appreciate you calling, but I mean, I could have called the helpline at the Legal Aid Society and gotten the same advice.
Well, here's the other thing. If I was giving you advice, I'd stretch it out to at least an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And even though the answer is no, I would still make it come out to an hour and bill you.
Well, and not only that, not that I'm trying, let's have lunch. I've got it not only an associate, but we've got an intern here from the local law school. He would like to meet you. And after lunch, why don't you come back to the firm and we'll have some more conversations while we watch basketball this afternoon.
We'll have to talk to the staff and then charge you for that. I mean, there's no incentive. It's kind of like, I'm not going to disparage the medical practice, but if you keep somebody going for longer than you should, you can still bill the insurance.
Yeah, I mean, Augie, physicians are usually in a big hurry when you get them on the phone because they're trying to make money somewhere else. But lawyers are never in a hurry.
Never in a hurry.
No.
And I don't think William of Maryville would have given you a no, and that
he would have stretched it out too. So listen, send me a first-class plane ticket and a suite at the Ritz, and I'll be right down there to discuss this case. And you got any free tickets that I could get while I'm here to the NCAA tournament?
And speaking of giving advice, Paul, that lady Sandra from Austin, she called and started talking about, this is a sports show, not a show about religion. Here's the question. When these folks from Oklahoma and Texas start joining the conference and calling the show, are you going to give them a primer as to what the show's about? And it ain't just about sports and blocking and tackling. You need to give them some kind of a background.
Yeah, I wonder if they wouldn't allow me on the Longhorn Network one day to give a tutorial. I don't know if that helps Sooners, but...
Well, and you got to get Randy and Brams to give them a... caller etiquette. When you call in, this is what you do. You turn the TV down. You don't listen to the TV. And you talk about something interesting, not just about just boring, do you think the Longhorns are going to win six games this year? I mean, it's got to be spicy, right? And speaking of spicy, if you had to say the most famous caller to your show in the history of your show is who?
Harvey Updike.
Okay, regular caller.
Oh, regular caller. Shane was probably the best known caller of the first iteration of the show's history.
Well, up to now, I mean, from beginning to now, consistent caller.
The one that people talk about the most?
Yes.
Jim.
So, Paul, I volunteer my arbitration skills to a rapprochement between you and Jim.
So my question to you is this, Augie, I think it's an important... my first question is, can we establish, you being the attorney, that Jim is a public figure?
I think you've made him a public figure.
Yeah. And by the way, that is, I'll allow you to explain to the audience why that is so important.
Well, because if he's just a nobody walking the street, then nobody knows that he was the one being offended. You wouldn't know.
But he would also have a better case against me because I couldn't hide behind a Supreme Court ruling.
That's right.
Sullivan versus the New York Times.
Yeah, I've got to say that, again, and I've said this 100 times, I will never, ever say anything bad about Jim for the comfort he's provided and his sincerity. He really has over the past
few
months. So I got to tell you that. And he's very passionate. I know he likes the show. And I think people really get off on pulling his chain. And there have been some really nasty things said about him. Now, okay, they know he's going to react. That's why they do it. But I think there's a lot of stuff that happens that is meant to provoke really upset him. So
Augie, listen, I'm glad you said that, and thanks for the call. We're up against a break, but I really we want Jim to be a friend of ours. We're just joking around here. We don't want this. We hate it when Jim gets upset, which is pretty much any day that ends in a Y. We'll take a break. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Welcome back here on late on Thursday afternoon. James is up next in Florida. Hey, James.
Hey, Paul.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful.
I just wanted to talk about the SEC gripers and complainers and targeting Brandon Miller. Okay. Even though I'm an Auburn fan, I think they missed the boat. I think the outrage should be on who Ole Miss hired as their basketball coach.
Are your thoughts on that?
I think it's pretty sad that everybody's raising hell about a guy that may or may not have, you know, I mean, it's sad what happened, but I mean,
right.
We've got an SEC coach now that was, what, a month, 2 months ago, alleged. Well, I don't even know if you can say allegedly.
Here's the story. 3 months ago, Chris Beard was taken in and charged.
Arrested.
Yeah, taken in charge with attempting to strangle his fiance. She recanted. They obviously have an agreement because he said that they.
Well, that was what was sad,
yeah,
right?
They've agreed not to talk about that. I mean, you can figure that out on your own. And
why have the conference then?
The university hired him, and really all the university said in their statement in their press conference was some of the reports were or the reports were inaccurate. I mean, I don't know. It was a pretty baffling press conference to watch.
Well, and also if you look at the investigation that was done by the police and the University of Texas, they were pretty convinced that they believed.
Yeah, the University of Texas fired him. You're correct.
And there were visible injuries at the time that it happened. So, and I like the way when they asked him that in the press conference, he kind of, like you said, we've agreed not to talk about it.
James respectfully agreed.
That's right. That's right. What was the contract that he signed with Ole Miss?
It was pretty nice.
How many million?
Many million.
So, I mean, before people start jumping on these 18, 19, 20-year-old college students, because all of us have made mistakes. And it pains me to say this as an Auburn fan. Believe me, I don't like to stand up for Alabama in any way. But the two, in my opinion, one of them was arrested, and it took a recanting of what happened on the night in order to have the charges dropped. And that's what I hated in that press conference the whole time. He's talking about how the charges were dropped like they couldn't find any evidence. I mean, tell us why the charges were dropped, because your respectful fiance decided not to, you know, repeat what she originally said when the police arrived. though. It's sad.
Yeah, it's a story that has a. I mean, I've heard from a number of people, especially women, who are very very bothered by the comments. But ultimately, universities make their decisions on things that often have nothing to do with.
Well, right. Yeah. It has to do with the money and the bottom line. But it's just funny. The whole Me Too movement started in the universities and pushed through. And it's just funny how it's selective enforcement, just like it is always with everything.
Well, thank you very, very much. An update. Biggest upset of the day is not any longer Virginia losing to Furman. Princeton has, as a 15 seed, has just knocked off Arizona. And we'll play Missouri next. And it's very interesting that is the South Regional where Alabama is. So the number two seed and the number four seed are already out. If you thought Alabama had an easy path to the Final Four yesterday, think again. And I promise you, I am I'm not being political here. I'm just being factual. But the president of the United States, Joe Biden, did a bracket. Give you any idea who he picked to win it all? He had Arizona winning it all.
Whoa.
The president's already busted. I wonder if Joe Biden thought that maybe Arizona would be a critical state like it was the last time around, and he was just trying to suck up to the people of the Keystones of Arizona, not the Keystones. Larry is up next. Hello, Larry.
About time. Damn, that guy gives a Gettysburg address on
well,
him,
the Gettysburg
man.
Address only took about 4 minutes, Larry.
I know. You tell him who's on hold next time. Tell him to get his ass off there.
Okay, I will.
Hurry up. I got dang time for this crap.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I want to knock Todd right out of the saddle. Number one, we don't allow cowboys in the collar. That's what he is, cowboy, baby. He does cow turds and horse turds. But listen, tell Catherine, thank you very much for comments. And Joe, the worst mistake you ever made is put your picture on that show, Jack. You done. And look at that ugly ass. Looks like a south end of a northbound mule. Roll Tide. Woo!
You know, people, you wonder why, people wonder why the NCAA tournament is so great. You always hear the people say it's the best 2 days of the year. Half of the, so there's one fourth of the games are almost final of the first two rounds. Is that correct?
No, first round.
Of the first round. Right. You got the session is today, tonight, tomorrow. Yeah, those. So we haven't even finished the first 25% of the games in the first round. There's one or two more games out there. And right now, among the millions and millions of people who have put brackets together, 0.12% remain perfect. And three quarters of the first round has not even been played yet. But the Arizona one knocked everybody out. Handsome Joe is up next. Joe, go right ahead.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. Hey, Arizona, hey, that knocked me out, Paul. That knocked me out, but I'm paid. Hey, it ain't like I pick winners, you know, on a regular basis anyhow. So, I mean, it's nothing new to me. So, but, you know, I can't really go on these other teams because I'll be honest, Alabama's about the only team I've watched play in basketball. Now, football, I watch other teams play, but basketball – I've only watched Alabama play this year, so I really don't know what these other teams have got. I'm just going by – when I pick mine, I'm mainly just picking the favorites, which I know that's not the thing to do because somebody's going to get busted.
Oh, by the way, I want to make one more – I'm picking on Joe Biden, right? I'm really
right,
not.
Right, yep.
Who is the – you watch ESPN at all, Joe?
Oh, yeah, yep.
Who is considered the most knowledgeable basketball person on ESPN?
Now, that part I wouldn't know.
Who would you say, Billis?
Jay
Billis is considered, he is the lead analyst.
Maybe Billis.
He's the lead college football basketball analyst for ESPN.
Right,
he picked Arizona to win the national championship.
Right. Well, I just don't like him anyway. I just don't like his looks.
Why don't you like him?
He just got a funny look about him, Paul. You ever met some people and you just don't like their look?
Oh, yeah. That's most people I meet.
And see, that's the reason we don't see Jim's face. But, you know, I really do pray for Jim. I do, because I don't know what emotional is going on with him, Paul, but he's talking about, if a lawyer told him he had some kind of case, he's got the dumbest lawyer in the state of Alabama, because he's run his own reputation. I mean, I don't know if he's serious.
Well,
that is
often, Joe, that's a critical factor in any defamation suit. When you claim damages for your reputation, you have to, and I've been through some of these, the person who sues, which would be Jim, opens their life up for evaluation.
Right. I mean, you got to have a good reputation.
Yeah, he's the person that's really on trial. I mean, his life, he has to prove how everything he's done has been damaged. And I don't think he really wants any part of this. I will predict Joe. I predict, kind of like picking Arizona to win it all, I predict we'll never hear from Jim again on this show.
Hey, you might be right. Hey, we won't for a minute anyway.
Because he'll knows that he has to tell all. He has to give us his name. He has to give us his age, his background. And
right.
He doesn't want any part of that.
No, and I'd like to see him in court. You know, not. I wouldn't want to see him go to jail or nothing like that, but just to...
By the way, we're not talking about jail here. I mean, this is a civil case, I think.
Hey. Hello?
Larry, are you on with Joe here?
Yeah. Hey, Joe, you hear what I said about you? And you wonder why Catherine won't go out? Well, you look at your mug on that show, boy. You look like a north side of a damn south down mule. I mean, come on, man.
Mug?
That's a pretty good opening shot, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Larry, you better come back with something pretty good, because I think he knocked you out there with a beer bottle.
Why did he knock me out of nothing? You ain't let me say nothing. You throw me under the damn bus because I'm sickly. That's all right, Jack. Hey, I'm going to come back. I'm be calling number one, Jack. You what? Joe ain't got a prayer with women, money, looks, nothing with me. I'm the best.
Larry, let me help you out here, buddy. This call's not going well.
This is why you don't drink too much.
Joe ain't nothing. He's talking about praying for somebody.
Larry,
I'm
Larry on the billboard saying this is why you don't drink. You don't want to be Larry, because he runs
okay,
his head.
I hate to interrupt, because this really – when do these guys meet, by the way?
Big-ass nose.
Okay, so these guys could
– my butt's better looking in your face, Larry. My butt's better looking in your face, Larry.
Woo! Just look at my picture. I've seen you an update, boy. I'm one of
them. I know it runs everybody off.
Hold on, guys. Slow down. I don't like this Alabama on Alabama. It's too upset.
I got a boat. I take it out there. Me and her skinny dip. What do you got? Nothing.
Okay, we are heading to a break here, because I know the audience around the country has been riveted to that conversation there. We are back with much more after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. Busy day. Let's continue with more phone calls here, and let's check out Matt in San Antonio.
Hey, brother, how you doing? You know, Jim is such a stupid, idiotic moron. He thinks he has a case against you, Paul. Ooh, I'm so scared, too. Man, Jim's a moron. He's a decrepit old fossil. He's just mad because he's butthurt. He's got to beat him like a Cherokee drum. He's a drunk. He's drop out of contest. That's right, Larry. Sorry, Paul.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the update. Vance is up next in Georgia. Hey, Vance.
Hey, Paul. God, I'm glad Matt's not here. He'd whip my ass for being old.
He would. Matt's never not familiar with ageism.
I guess I'm just older than dirt. But, you know, Jim has a hands-down winner of a case, Paul. I hate to tell you this.
Wish you hadn't told
the
me that.
The jury won't even deliberate. You know why?
No.
Because if he would sue the right person himself, the jury wouldn't even.
Can you do that? See. Can you sue yourself?
Well, I would just love to see that. And by the way, do you really know that Jim is a fictitious name?
I don't think I could say with 100% certainty, maybe 97.9% certainty.
Well, that's pretty good on a damn on anything forensically for the police.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I feel pretty comfortable in what I just said there.
Well, if he has a faux name, does that not mean that we can create a faux name for him?
I think the key, Vance, is to create a space where we don't talk about him anymore.
Well, I know I violated what I said yesterday, but I found so much humor in today's calls. I think we ought to name him Dilbert.
That's a popular name these days. That's a very good idea. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it again. And let's check in with Glenn, who is up next. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Roll Tide. How you doing, Fine Bob?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me in. This is by my second call. I appreciate it. I love the show.
Thank you very much.
I watch it every day. And you do a great job. I think you're the most honest person that I know.
Well, thank you. We try hard.
You're welcome. The Alabama's got one down. They're looking good. They're shooting threes and rebounding good. But they need to brush up on their free throws. They're missing some of those.
Well, yeah, I think the disadvantage today is that Brandon Miller, who is their best player, was not 100%, which I don't know what the decision went into playing him. I'm no expert on groin injuries. I know they're very difficult from a pain tolerance standpoint, but you really have to wonder if he had a groin injury, why did he even play?
Well, I didn't know he had an injury. I thought maybe it was because of all the death threats and stuff.
No, Nate Oates said afterwards that he was suffering, he was nursing a groin injury, which it could be a slight thing, but again, I'll defer to sports medicine experts, but you know, I'm sure they made a determination that playing probably wouldn't make any difference. Otherwise, I have a hard time believing he'd play against a school that they were a 24-point favorite against. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. David is in Tennessee. Hello, David. Go right ahead. Didn't hear David, so let me try Chaplain Mac next. Hey, Mac.
Hey, Brother Paul. How you doing?
Chaplain, we are doing great.
Good. I just wanted to ask a question. Could you think you might get Coach Freeze on from Auburn coming up real soon and let it out when he's coming so you could ask him some questions and find out his mindset on how things are going and plans and that kind of stuff. So kind of get to know him a little bit more?
I feel, first of all, yeah, it's a good, I mean, I do know him pretty well, but I, the audience may not, so we'd be happy to do that.
Yes, sir. I'd like to get to know him and hear it and hear what he's saying, what he's got going, and what his plans, and maybe give us some tips on what he's going to do.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I mean, we had him on the day he was hired, but I feel certain we will right. have him on here soon.
Well, I'm a longtime fan. You know, I'm 68 and was a fan when I was a little boy and sitting in the on the hills in the end zones and that kind of stuff for a dollar. And I'd just love to hear what he's got going. And I appreciate you so much. I love the show, and I really appreciate you.
Chaplain, thank you. Good suggestion. We appreciate it. We will take a short break. We have a long – well, that's not true. We have a short time left on this program, and we'll get to your phone calls when we come back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
How's it going, Paul?
It works. Hey, good afternoon to you.
Well, I was going to say, I was talking to the guy that answers the calls on the front end, and I have a complaint. I've been listening to this show since I was in my early 20s, and now I'm in my late 30s, so I've got a few years under my belt listening to the show.
Thank you.
And the most annoying thing about this show is that you allow Jim to call before working people get off at 5 o'clock. I miss everything.
Well, those who don't work usually have a better shot at it early.
Right. Well, that's true. And I know he's ancient, even though he doesn't want to divulge his age. He tries to go to bed, you know, before the sun goes down or feed his 37 cats or whatever it is he does. But I miss all the good stuff. So if I could file a formal complaint, if I have to put Jim's name on it, I will. I think the rest of us kind of have your back on the lawsuit thing.
Well, listen, thank you. Josh, I think you raise a really good point because most of the time we do hear from him early on. That's always – thank you for the call. It's always weird because I realize a lot of people have set patterns. You get in your car at the same time every day. You get home at the same time. So those who put the show on at 5 o'clock don't hear what happens a couple hours earlier. Let me try Taz one more
replay?
Time. Taz, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, good. You're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to explain the Ole Miss coach situation from the officer's perspective. I'm a retired police officer.
Please do.
Okay, and, you know, when you handle, we call them CDVs or criminal domestic violence. When you handle one of those calls, in my state, the law may be different than what's in Texas. I'm not aware what their requirements are. But in South Carolina, you're required to, even if a female says she was assaulted, even if there's no visible injuries, the officer must make an arrest. If they make an allegation of any type, about, you know, being injured, you know, being touched in any way, or even being threatened,
okay,
you have to make an arrest. And the reason why they made that law is prior to that, we would respond to a domestic call over and over, and even though the lady says she's hit, she didn't want to press charges, and what would happen is you go over and over until there was a bad consequence, you know, like the lady ended up getting killed or seriously injured. So they designed it so that the officer would make the charge instead of telling, you know, giving the female a cover of the report, tell her to go sign a warrant because she'd never go sign one.
Right.
So you see and the only thing is, and it started working really good, but then, as with all good things, they started getting abused. Divorce attorneys started telling their client, hey, we're going to take your husband to divorce court, make an allegation. Even though we won't win it in court, in the criminal court, we'll be able to use it in the civil court or the family court. You see how, you know, gets
yeah,
played.
I see where this is going.
Yeah, but that being said, also the other side of the coin is, you know, those officers in Texas that night, they know you have to gather all your evidence that night. You get, they got her statement, they got pictures of her, because almost always they recant. You know, as soon as they see their husband's going to lose their job as a result of the charge, they realize they're going to lose their standard of living that they're accustomed to, almost everyone recants. So you have to get all that evidence that night, because she's not going to be cooperating with you when she, you know, in the morning.
Right.
So it's kind of two perspectives to the way that, you know, the playing with that coach could have gone. But I just wanted to kind of just give you a little background.
Yeah, that is really helpful, Taz. I was unaware of exactly how that works. And again, it doesn't matter now. The university signed off. But it's also interesting that one university did not. I saw the description, and you've done it a million times. You describe the injuries. You describe what you see. I'm sure there are countless pictures. And
you're part of a news organization. There's plenty of reporters out there.
Sure.
The 911 tape where she called in, that's discoverable by anybody. That's a Freedom of Information request. I'll get you that.
Right.
So you can hear in her words what she said happened to the dispatcher. You might not, you know, they, and with the report, they may have put, if they put the information, you know, like her statement on an information page, you won't get that as any part of discovery.
Okay.
It has to be in the main, it has to be in the first two pages of the report that detail the incident. Once it goes to an investigative page, those are considered officer case notes, and those aren't discoverable.
Taz, thank you so much. This is very, very interesting to me, and I know many others. Please call again sometime. Thank you for your help.
Okay, thanks. Have a
good day. That was fascinating, and because you just don't know how this works, and a lot of states have adapted what he said in terms of domestic allegations.
So, in other words, Taz saying the damn police could do any damn thing they want to, huh? That's what he said, right?
Not sure that's what he said. Not exactly what he said.
That is what he damn said. Listen, this damn man called you a few minutes ago and said you're the most honest person that he knows.
He really did say that.
Man, fam, on. Did you want to ask him if he lost his damn mind, or you just did like you all normally do, just go with the damn flow?
What do you find difficult about what he said?
Fam, on, let me tell you something. I can go outside and find a damn dog, cat, duck.
Jerome, when you curse, you automatically disqualify yourself from the rest of the call, and you are suspended until the end of the session. let me recap, because we don't have time to go to anybody else after that. So the big story today, Alabama wins. Brandon Miller, scoreless. The reason, according to Nate Oates, he is nursing a groin injury. Alabama moves on Saturday and will play Maryland. The eighth seed in Birmingham, Maryland beat West Virginia. Missouri won today. Arkansas just knocked off Illinois, the two big upsets, the number four seed. Virginia goes down to Furman, and the biggest story of the day, the number two seed Arizona losing to Princeton. We're out of time. Have a great night. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.